Pasuk says in this week's parsha, "Blessed basada treifelo sochelu lakelef tashlichon asa." One is not allowed to eat meat from an animal that's a treifa, but rather you should throw it to the dog. Why specifically does the Torah tell us to give us a treifa to the dogs? Says Rashi, the pasuk is teaching us that ein hakadosh baruch hu mekapech schar kol berya. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't withhold the reward of any living being. During Makas Bechoros, the dogs were silent, they didn't bark. Lo yechratz kelev lishono. That wasn't easy, because the dog has a natural instinct to want to bark when the stench of death is all around. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu tilo schara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, give the dog his just reward for being silent. Give him the baser treif. The question is, we find that in Makas Tzfardeya, the frogs also acted in a special way. They were commanded to jump into the ovens of the Mitzrim, and they did as they were told. So why aren't they given a special schar for their Mesiras Nefesh? I heard once a beautiful answer, that sometimes it's easier to be Mosa Nefesh than to be quiet. So in a certain sense, as great as the Mesiras Nefesh of the Tzfardim was, it wasn't as great as the silence of the dogs. And that's why the dogs are given a special schar. We find a similar idea with Lot. The pasuk says in Parshas Vayera, Vayizkor Elokim es Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered Avram Avinu, and that's why he rescued Lot from stone. What does remembering Avram Avinu have to do with saving Lot from stone? So Rashi explains that the pasuk means to say that Hashem remembered that when Avram Avinu and Sarah and Lot went down to Mitzrayim, Lot knew that Sarah was Avram's wife, and yet when he heard that Avram said that Sarah was his sister, he didn't reveal what he knew. He didn't say that she was his wife. That was the zchus that Lot had to be saved from stone. First glance, it seems puzzling. After all, we know that Lot was Mosa Nefesh to invite the Malachim into his home. He begged them to come at great personal risk. And in fact, his fears were not unfounded. When the people of stone found out that there were guests in Lot's home, they surrounded his house, they wanted to kill him. Why wasn't that enough of a zchus to save Lot? Rav Dessler, in the Sefer Michtav Melio, quotes the Alter of Slabotka, Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, who suggests that a person doesn't get as much schar for what comes naturally to him. Lot grew up in Avram Avinu's home. He saw chesed 24/7, every day. So the midah of chesed was ingrained in his very essence. It was part of his teva. That's why doing chesed with the malachim wasn't enough of a mitzvah for Lot to merit being saved from stone, even though it came with tremendous mesiras nefesh, because it was natural to him. But being quiet, not revealing that Sarah was Avram's wife, that didn't come naturally. That wasn't easy. And that's why it was considered a great enough schus for Lot to merit being saved from stone. This is one possible answer. But based on what we said earlier, perhaps we can suggest a different answer. That as difficult as it is to act with Mesiras Nefesh, sometimes it's even harder to be quiet. That's why the fact that Lot was quiet about Sarah and Mitzrayim was considered an even greater zchus than the Mesiras Nefesh that he demonstrated by bringing Malachim into his home. The pasuk says in Koheles, Eis lishtok ve'eis ledaber. Sometimes it's important for a person to speak words of Torah, to share words of friendship, words of comfort. But sometimes it's just better to remain silent. Sometimes when we listen to others, we can gain wisdom from them. When a person is insulted or he's given constructive criticism, sometimes it's just better to remain silent, to listen, not to respond. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says at the end of the first parak of Pirkei Avos, Kol yomai gadalti ben hachachamim v'lematzasi laguf tov mishtika. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was the son of Rabbi Gamliel, the Nasi. He was exposed to many Talmid Chachamim throughout his life. He observed many great people. And what's the lesson that he learned from all of his encounters? That there's no more important midah than remaining silent. The story is told that once there was a group of Rabbanim in Russia that got together to discuss the issues of the day that were affecting the Jewish community. What do Rabbanim do when they get together? So before they talk about current events, they first discuss Divrei Torah. And that's what happened at this gathering as well. The Beis HaLevi, Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik of Brisk, got up and asked a difficult question to the Olam. And they were thinking back and forth, all of the Rabbanim were trying to think of an answer, but they couldn't come up with anything. Until finally the Beis Halevi suggested two answers to the question. His own, and another answer from his son Reb Chaim. Both of which amazed all of the listeners. There was one person who sat silently throughout the whole discussion, and that was Rav Itzel Blazer of Peterburg, the Talmud of Rav Yisrael Salanter. Beis Halevi was surprised. He thought to himself, is this the man that they say is so great? When he got home, he decided to look in Rav Itzel's Sefer, the Pri Yitzchak, and lo and behold, he found his kasha and both answers sitting in the Sefer. Beis Halevi commented, I'm not mispoil on Rav Itzel's Gaonis in Torah. There are many other Talmid Chachamim in Europe who can write impressive Chidushi Torah. But his koach hashtika, his ability to remain silent, I'm mamish mispoil on that. How many people would have been able to control themselves in a similar situation? After I asked my kasha, most people who had such a shtikal Torah in their sefer, they would have smiled to themselves, or smiled to everyone. You know, and said, let's talk a good kasha. Take a look at my sefer. I have the kasha. I have two very beautiful answers. To be quiet when you have something to say, that takes real godless. Sometimes a person should speak up, but sometimes it's better just to be quiet. To let someone else shine. To let someone else take center stage. Sometimes just being silent can show true greatness. Good Shabbos.